guys. Welcome back to Life of a Paradox, episode 2. I did episode 1. I don't know what episode 1 was about. Let me check back, Craig. My dog on me, because he wanted me to pick him up. But this is, I never really got to finish my podcast and stuff. But I started a podcast, and you know, I got so heavy. But then my anxiety kicked in. I'm like, I don't want to show my world all this podcasty, thinky stuff. Make a podcast. Oh, yeah. My first podcast was indeed Welcome. It literally say welcome. So it's Life of a Paradox. Okay. Okay. Woo. So I guess today topic will be, I don't know, because I wasn't planning to say nothing. I guess the difference of being a girl, I'm gonna just say that it's really intense. Oh, okay, I know what the title gonna be. Being a fat girl, okay, I'm gonna just say being a fat girl with my anxiety, because you know, I have revelly skinny, chubby friends. I'm not saying like, oh my god, they fat and chubby. But like they the right type of dick. They're not, oh, me dick. No, they get skinny. They skinny dick. Cake. They kind of a sieve of processing that. I don't know. Okay. So if you can kind of hear this bumpy thing, I'm on my bed. And it's loud. Moving on. Okay, so being a fat person, I'm not saying I'm fat. I don't see myself as being fat. I just see a little big, but I'm so mean. But when I like walk around other fat people, like really fat, like hugely fat, like they short and fat, I feel skinny. But when I walk, like, it's not like, oh, I'm being mean, but I just like, I don't accept myself fully of being a fat. Lately turning 15 changed my life big. I actually, you know, started getting out of my comfort zone. Usually, fat people don't wear crop tops, and I'm not the type of person that will walk around with a crop top on, but I'm learning to work. The only reason why I own 2 crop tops. Like, oh my god, a crop top? Are you fat? No, not like that. It's just short and stuff, so I put my pants up to the end, you know. But I started to learn how to, like, accept my body. Guess the tiny bit, I'm working on it. Happening. But so I started to just wear out of the ordinary clothing. Like, then my hair, too, would just, like, play a big role on it. Because I want to say, getting my hair up to part, okay? Up to part, okay? So, my siblings, they came in the door, so you know how to pause and stuff, so they won't make noise. So, if you hear stuff in the background, that's them at the TV. Yay! So, you know, I'm starting to get out of my comfort zone. Like, when I say middle school hit me hard, like, I was so self-confident. I have zero self-confidence. I was like, I was like Hinata asking Naruto out on a date. You know, that's how I feel. That's how I felt when I had to walk out of my comfort zone without a jacket to protect me from the hate that people gave me, okay? Okay. But now I'm learning to accept myself more because I'm in high school and, you know, a little high school dress not different and stuff. But I started accepting it more. I started wearing out of ordinary clothing, like shorts. Never wear those before. I never wore shorts. Never wore a dress, you know. But I'm starting to step on my comfort zone and all that stuff. But I'm not talking about being fat right now because I think I'm okay for right now. But when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my god, I'm fat. But let me just talk about middle school fat. Ooh. Sorry, that was my brother again. Rude. But when I was in 6th grade, 7th grade, and a little bit of 8th grade. No, 8th grade, I got to wear regular clothing. Yeah. But when I was in 6th or 7th grade, I had to wear uniforms. Now, when you be a little bigger girl, you have a booty, right? But it looks flat. But like, but now, you know, I kind of did squats a little bit. So I have a big booty, but it's not as flat when I'm, don't talk about flat booty, okay? Moving on. Yeah. But, so, you know, you weren't uniform, so you weren't, like, everybody go wear uniforms. It's just a uniform-based thing. So, when I say when I wear a uniform, I always wear a jacket. All the time, always wear a jacket. It's a hot heat. But I still wear jackets in high school. I wear jackets, but it's not, like, the over. Because when I was in middle school, I wore over big jackets that make me look even bigger than I'm already is. Moving on, but I always wear jackets. But this time I wear jackets that don't fit me, so when I get cold in class, I can't just cover it up. No, I'm cold in class. It's cute jackets. It's not the type of jacket that, oh, if you get cold, you put this on. No, if you get cold in the wintertime, don't wear that jacket. Wear another jacket, cover that, and, you know, you take it out to wear around, yeah, like that. So these type of jackets I got now. But, you know, my self-confidence was low. Would everybody, if anybody talk about me, I would cry. But now I learned how to, you know, get myself together. Like, one girl was sitting in my seat. Man, I was mad. I was like, you sitting in my seat for what? She was like, because I can't. And so I was like, she talk about, you lucky I don't feel like going to get suspended. I'm like, but what you gonna do? Like, I accept all shapes and sizes, skinny to tinny to dick to penny, okay? But you talking to me like you someone, you for one, she is not like my height. I am taller than her. Like, this girl is short, okay? She's short and one, like, short. For some reason, I learned that short people have a mouth of their own. Like, a mouth that you don't want to just go up against. Because, like, I have a really short friend. She have a mouth on her. She probably can't fight as good, but she have a mouth, okay? A mouth. So, you know, she's short. She look like a stick, okay? A plain out stick. Like, I'm not saying, oh, my God, all skinny girls are skinny. You could be skinny and still be a dick little bit, okay? You could be stick a bit, okay? Have you ever heard that? Yeah, you could be, like, but you could be, like, you could be tall and skinny, and that would kind of work, but you short and skinny, boo-boo. Don't mess with me. You don't have no dickness on you. The zombie will literally, like, if a zombie come and chase me, it will come to me first, then you last, because you have nothing on your bones but have bones. Okay? Okay. For some reason, I think all boys like skinny, tinny sticks, okay? I don't get it. I'm just like them accepted. But fat boys, I get fat boys for skinny, sticky sticks. I don't want to date a fat boy that's fat too, because I'm pretty thick. Okay, I don't want another thick fat boy. Depends on how tall he is. The height will always make him like thick. If you a little bit chubby, but too chubby, but if you taller than me, that would probably work. But if you short and chubby, I can't roll with you. I can't roll with you. We can't do nothing. You can be my friend, but I can't roll with you as a boyfriend girl because it won't look obvious. I would have like a close to a skinny boy. Like, oh my God, why you wanna look? No, two fat people can't roll together. I don't know how my mom and my dad roll together. They two fat people, okay? But I think my dad a little taller than my mom. And she, I don't know, but two fat people can't roll together. I don't know how they have me just to get off of that. But, so I get that, but she talk about, oh, you look, like, boo-boo, take your little bitchy midget self on. Like, boo-boo, you not cute, okay? My opinion. Like, boo-boo, she... But I keep saying boo boo. I don't know why. I don't know why I do that, okay? It's just like what I say. But so, you know, in high school, I have more of a tough, like a little an inch of a tough skin. Like, boo boo. It's like an inch thick of a tough skin. I'm still learning how to process my skin and stuff. Just like clapping, okay? Clap and snap. But I'm learning how to process my skin and stuff. Just help me, you know, be there for me. So, you know, being a fat person is really not saying, oh my gosh, you fat. Oh my God, you ugly. You can be a fine person. Like, it's not like more people describe you of, oh my gosh, you fat. Or like a lot of people read the book off the cover. I mean, like a book off the cover. I necessarily do that sometimes. But like, if you give me like a rest, like if I feel unsafe, I probably read you as a cover. But I don't know, like, people judge me, they're like, oh, you're not fair. Like, at school, I learned the most. Like, you think high school, like, you know, oh, my God. Hey, my friend, like, when you get a random boy or girl, come over here, like, hey, my friend want to talk to you. And I used to be like, but now I just look turned the other way, like, but well, I don't got time for you. Like, yes, it's literally been yesterday. Some boy was trying to give me, like, love you. I have zero time of patience dealing with kids. Not my type. He wasn't my type. Not because he was dark black African black. Like, I don't mind dating a dark black African black, okay, person with dreads. I think dread-headed people is cute. My cousins have dreads, so I don't ditch dread people. But I'm not the type of person that would, like, he wasn't in my range, my dating zone. I'ma just say that. And then they would jump, like, I don't want to go out with nobody, okay? Not in freshman year, like, probably later in the year, but I'm not ready to go out with nobody. So, I don't know. Just pick up somebody that give a flying care. Let me wrap this up. Like, being a fat person is not that bad. Now when you growing up, like when I first grew up and thought myself as being fat and the fat girl, I like myself constant was low. I hated it. I hated myself. I looked in the mirror like, this fatness. Ooh, I just hated it. But now I accept the type of, ooh, I was fat. I will always be fat. Let me tell you why my self-confidence is so low, baby, quick. Because I wasn't fat when I was a kid. When I go back when I was a kid, I looked like that okay, like, I wasn't like, oh my God, I was big when I was a kid. No, I was a regular normal child when I was a kid. For some reason, I ate too much in high middle school and I became fat. Just fat. Because I wasn't like that fat as, like, you could, I wasn't fat. I had a belly on me. Like, just, it wasn't even a big belly. I just had a belly on me, okay? It was thick. I was thick, okay? I was thick like a Snicker. Thicker than a Snicker. That's all. That's all I was. Was thicker than a Snicker, okay? Sorry. Bye.